Between 2008 and 2013, the Monanchi programme worked in six African countries to find ways of strengthening citizens' ability to hold their government to account, working with organisations called interlocutors, drawn from local civil society, the media, traditional leaders and elected representatives. In this interview, Professor Alan Fowler, an expert on civic-driven change, explains what he thinks the Monanchi programme is bringing to the debate on social accountability in Africa.
What I think Monanchi is demonstrating is conclusions that are being drawn from all other sorts of things like social innovation or a social enterprise or trying to sort out what to do about and solving social problems that are coming because of the economic collapse in Europe. All of the things that I look at and I read tend to point in the direction that you need people who can facilitate relationships. And the old story of, you know, is the state and the market and it's the government as the actors is simply becoming too coarse a way of understanding it. And it's really the interrelational that becomes much more critical and important. And Monanchi has demonstrated that in its way for social accountability. But I say it's reflected in many, many other pieces of work that are being done to look at how do you start to solve problems that one actor alone can't address. So I'd say, yes, the Monanchi programme is a very good illustration from social accountability angle to a much wider story that's going on, not just in Africa, but in Europe and North America and Asia. It's a very common issue now. How do you get different actors to get together to do something?
Is there anything else that you see as a key message or a key takeaway that we can learn from the Monanchi programme and from the synthesis report that's come out of that programme?
I think it's a combination. We tend to, because it's easier, to look at the actor involved, the organisation, the institution, the person, and therefore don't pay enough attention to the processes that are going on that allow connections and collective action to work or not work. So I think we need to move more to, let's start with understanding the processes of collective action and then go to the actor, rather than the other way around. So what processes work best, under what conditions, how do you get people to engage, how do you start to help them see that there's collective interests? And that's where the role of the interlocutor, or what I called somebody in the fourth position between these other actors, is a critical player. And their process management are really very, very important. And we, I think, are being a little bit too trapped in saying who's the actor, who's responsible, as opposed to what is the process that needs to engage these people. And then let the process start to bring on board those that are needed.
To read the full report, Synthesising Lessons from the Monanchi Programme, go to www.odi.org.uk/Monanchi-report.